Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
What was that website we just heard about? IneedAGreatJob.com? Our engineer is writing it down as we speak. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint, where it is a messy, mushy, slushy day in Sandpoint, hovering just above freezing and all that snow and ice melting and making driving on the side roads a really interesting sport the last 2 days. But we'll get over it. We'll get through it. Got a good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with our good friend Justin Dick and Grant Simmons from Bonner General Health Foundation. Also, Aaron Bunnell from Bonner General Health will be joining us, talk about their annual Heart Ball, which is coming up again soon. Also, today we'll be talking to our good old friend Nancy Dooley with the Sandpoint Lacrosse, and she is the girls' coach at the Sandpoint Lacrosse. She'll be telling us about a great fun fundraising event they have going on next Tuesday, I believe, at Powder Hound Pizza. And in our final segment, we'll meet Wes Chapman from Chapman Springs Ranch out in Clark Fork. They're bringing back ski-joring to North Idaho, and we'll learn all about that here on the show today. It's all good stuff, so really looking forward to all of this. And if you're looking forward to the weekend to find out what's going on in and around town. Let's see, Pondere Winery has music with Scott Taylor tomorrow evening. Ike Hearts has music with John Fershey tomorrow evening. The Twilight Ski Program is the Sandpoint Parks and Rec is again participating in the Schweitzer Own the Night Twilight Ski Program. And that is the next three evenings at Schweitzer. It's Martin Luther King weekend, so there's fireworks and such up at Schweitzer as well. For more information, just go to Schweitzer.com. On Saturday, there's the 8th annual Fatty Flurry Fest, Greasy Fingers Bikes sponsoring the celebration of fat bikes in North Idaho. Find out more about that. You can call 255-4496, 255-4496. Saturday, winery music with Mobius Riff. 219 on Saturday, live music with Right Front Burner, Paul Gunter and crew from 9 until midnight. And we can't get through an entertainment guide without mentioning Bright Moments Jazz. They're playing at the back door this Saturday from 7 to 9. Great show for you today. We'll be talking about Bonner General Health, their annual Heart Ball coming up in just a few weeks, and to find out how we're going to do it again virtually this year. So stick around.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
I don't know if your family is like ours, but you never know when a minor emergency or illness is going to happen. And when it does, you want the expert care you need when you need it. That's why we go to Northwest Urgent Care. Their state-of-the-art facility is efficient and streamlined, ready for just about anything. So for all your family's breaks and bruises, rashes and scratches, brawls and falls, fevers and flus, poisons and pains, or even sprains and strains, go see the caring providers and staff at Northwest Urgent Care. They work hard to get you in and out quickly, cost less than an ER visit, and are accepted by almost all insurance plans. Oh no, here we go again.
Northwest Urgent Care, physician-owned and operated, with two convenient locations, on the corner of Mullen and Syringa in Post Falls, next to Northwest Specialty Hospital, and on the corner of Highway 95 and Dalton in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Northwest Urgent Care is open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary.
New year, new you, and a new Kinnick-Sue Community Health Clinic has opened in Sandpoint at 810 6th Avenue, right next to Super One Foods. At Kinnick-Sue Community Health, 2022 is all about whole health. So start the new year off right and schedule your yearly wellness exam, because prevention is key to living a whole life. At Kinnick-Sue Community Health, we accept Medicaid, Medicare, and most insurances, and offer a sliding fee program for those meeting income guidelines. Not a patient? You're in luck. We're accepting those too. Learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Justin Dick is with us, and Aaron Benal, also from Bonner General Health Foundation. Aaron, of course, employee at Bonner General Health, been on the show several times, especially in the last couple of years. And welcome back to the show here. And Justin, tell us, for anybody who doesn't know, what is the Bonner General Health Foundation and what do you guys do?
You bet. Well, thanks a lot, Bob, for having us on. We appreciate the time, especially as we've got our massive fundraiser coming up here. I am the president of the Bonner General Health Foundation board. We are essentially...
Wait. Is there anything in Sandpoint you don't do?
Oh, you know, this is the one that I love. I absolutely love doing this, and there's no labor of love in this. The hospital is taking care of myself and our family, and we are certainly blessed in this community to have such a wonderful hospital. We also have to remember, too, the hospital's area of coverage is Bonner County, Boundary County, Eastern Montana, and Western Washington. So we serve roughly 50 to 60,000 people in this area. So it just goes to show how crucially important it is. But back to the foundation, I took over as president of the foundation board here last January. We are essentially the charitable arm of Bonner General Health. We strive to keep the highest quality health care and health services close to home, and we also receive and fund grant requests from many different departments at BGH. Each year, we're tasked with trying to find the greatest need at Bonner General, the greatest need in our community, and linking those two together to make the largest positive impact that we possibly can for the community. Last year, we raised and donated over $200,000 to renovate our emergency room department that hadn't seen a renovation in over 30 years. So we were just blown away by the support. The last 2 years has been extremely funky for Bonner General. It's been funky for the foundation. Our main fundraising mechanism is our Heart Ball, which we have had to switch to a virtual format last year and this year as well.
In 2020, you got it in person.
We did. We just fell right under.
COVID hit about a month later.
Yep, absolutely. So we just got done with our in-person. It was our most successful, I think... just the whole board, everybody there. For those of you guys that don't know, we have no executive director. We have no admin cost. This is all done by 9 to 10 working board members and a couple of the staff. Erin and her team over there at the hospital are fantastic for facilitating the work that we need to get done. So we've got our Heart Ball coming up this year, February 12th. I'll let Erin talk a little bit about what we're raising money for with this upcoming Heart Ball.
But first, either one of you, when you went to virtual last year, what were the expectations and what was the bottom line once it was all said and done?
I think that all expectations went out the door We had absolutely no idea what to expect at all, Bob. It was, I think it was exciting. It was scary because we really do depend on this annual fundraiser to continue to expand our services, to continue to bridge that gap so people aren't traveling 40 to 50 miles to mm-hmm. receive that care that we really can provide here close to home. So all in all, it ended up being incredibly successful. We were very pleased with it. And we got some new people on board. You know, I think it goes to show there's also a lot of people that aren't comfortable going to a big event, dressing up, doing that socialization, and being able to show up online, still show their support, still donate. It was an all around success.
And who knew, you know, going into the COVID thing, which was just so many unknowns, and most of those type of fundraisers going to virtual. And I know for the festival and for Kinderhaven, we had our most successful ones ever. And who would have thought? And that's the comment I heard from so many people, is like, I'm not going to go look at a bunch of Christmas trees, but I'll do it online and I'll send them some money. Maybe I'll buy one.
Yeah, we definitely see the donors, and we are a pretty donor-centric group over at the foundation here. Most everything we do is done through donations right mm-hmm. now. We do get some grant money. And I do want to shout out Panhandle Alliance for Education as well as Kinderhaven. Without them going through the virtual format and mm-hmm. coming back with their notes to us. So we've tried to engage the other big nonprofits around here that had to go to virtual as well, and just try to get some ground rules laid down on how this all works. Do we hire consultants? What's it look like electronically? It was a very Molly Barron's over there yeah. did a wonderful job of getting out the information. There's so much technology involved with it, from having your laptop on to also having your phone on, so that you can donate through one of our websites, but also be on Zoom as well too. So there was a ton of technical work that we had to do, but we feel so much comfortable the second time around.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we'd love to be back in person, we're just not at that point yet. And we thought we were going to catch a lot of flack for it. And I think some of our donors really, really wanted to get back into person. And I totally feel that. I think a lot of us feel the same way as well, too. But hopefully next year will be our big hub to get back to it and get everybody back in the same room again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great job by you guys and those other foundations you mentioned that had done it before you. And I know from the festival, we learned from all of you guys. It's like we had our most successful one ever without having to do all that work of
that's
putting
it. Yeah, you really cut a lot of the costs out yeah. of it, which was really nice to trim that. But with that said, you know, we still feel like we garner some of the best response in person as well, too. And I think Aaron touched on that as well, too. Not everybody wants to go out after 9 o'clock and get dressed up in tuxedos and fancy dresses and stay till. Yeah.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Come on, Bob.
We know what you're doing, Bob. No, but it has been really good, and we've identified so many new people. And I think one of the big things we need to touch on in this community that doesn't get enough run is that our little tiny resort community of 8,600 people as the last census came through, I don't think anybody feels like that's the actual number of people here.
Yeah.
We've actually grown by about 20% since 2020 started. So for any community around here, or especially small rural community, only plans for about 2.5% growth every year. Mm-hmm. So to have 20% come in, and that's where the hospital has been so fantastic here. The make and how you enter the hospital and some of the services that were allowed, that may have looked a little bit different. Going through the crisis standards of care as well too, trying to find the right amount on a staff, not burning everybody out. The one thing we can say, the hospital's doors were open over the course of the last 2 years to anybody. And that's a fantastic kudos that the hospital will never pat themselves on the back. And hopefully mm-hmm. I'm here to do that for them. But they have done a tremendous job. We are so grateful for all the departments and all the staff that worked over there. And then we also get the reciprocation of them coming to help the foundation and rolling up their sleeves and doing what they can for us, which is amazing.
So the upcoming Heart Ball is on February the 12th. And Aaron, why do you guys do this? I know Justin mentioned you helped renovate the emergency department last year. What is this year's goal?
Well, this year I do want to touch on, you know, during the peak tourist season, not only on a normal day-to-day, not during tourist season, we're serving 60,000 people. But during the peak tourist season, the population here can exceed 200,000 people. So that's a lot of people for our little hometown hospital. But what this year brings, our radiology department has seen an increase about 50% in x-ray volume. We are choosing trauma radiology specific because it's one of the best ways we can decide who needs attention most quickly. Hospitals need to have emergency operation plans in place, and emergency radiology really is a crucial component of that preparedness. We're doing about 1,100 to 1,200 x-rays a month. The expansion of emergency imaging will have an impact on about 138,000 to 180,000 people over the next 15 years. That is 12,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. What it really does is
it's more than the population, the supposed population of Sandpoint.
But most importantly, it's a critical tool in diagnosing strokes and trauma, getting those people stabilized to the right place at the right time to get that right level of care is so critical. So having this third room, a trauma x-ray machine that comes from the ceiling down to the patient, allowing that tech to be right there with that patient during their most vulnerable time, not having the patient have to move a bunch of times, getting those right images quickly, efficiently, so they can make those next calls, those next moves to get those patients to where they need to be. That's what this is about. That's because we're committed to really ensuring that our community is taken care of.
It's great.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that too, because we have a board of 10 people now, and like I said, everybody rolls up their sleeve. All of us have had an experience with Bonner General that's helped us get onto this cause right now. And I think the biggest thing for all of us is we don't think that benefiting from healthcare should be a matter of luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to go out and take a very proactive stance and raise this money for what's going to be needed. And when you hear the numbers of the impact over 15 years on this thing, there was no other route to go with this. And I think people need to understand, in terms of Bonner General, when you come in there, there's a very critical 60 minutes to get you in, get your stuff done, get you into one of these machines, and you may not have a life-threatening issue that you need to be in a CT scan, but we very well might get somebody off the mountain who's had a head injury.
Absolutely.
That needs to get into this machine ASAP, but they can't do it until the person is out in front of them as well, too. And that's what Bonner General does best, is they're going to get you in, they're going to diagnose you, they're going to evaluate you, and they're going to figure out where the next place that you're getting care, whether it's at BGH, at Sacred Heart. Again, talking about some of the challenges with not being able to ship patients outside of the area as well, too. BGH has to be that much better and take on that many more
services, which
they haven't historically been open to do so, right?
Well, it's always been available to send people to Kootenai or to Spokane, but now with them being full most of the time in the last 2 years, it's like, okay, you're here and we're going to take care of you.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And that's the point. When a patient's life is on the line, there's no question that time is of the essence. And so expanding this emergency diagnostic imaging, the sooner the problem is diagnosed, the sooner they can receive care. And it allows us, because we have had to adjust, going back to what you just said, we are seeing a higher acuity of patients. We're caring for a higher acuity of patients. And we have adjusted our best practices and workflows so that we can get those patients the care they need if we are not able to get them to where they need to be.
Very good. To the Heart Ball itself, if there's somebody listening, you know, a lot of new people in town that have never been to the Heart Ball in person or did the virtual one last year, you tune in, you go online and tune in, I guess.
Yeah.
This year, what do you expect to see?
So, we're going to base that off kind of what we saw last year. So, we had a roughly 70 rooms with anywhere from 2 to 10 people per room. Some folks chose to hold parties with the people that they felt closest and safest with. This year, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're still going to go on Zoom. We'd like you to go to bonnergeneral.org, and you can see our links on there to RSVP. That'll get you the Zoom link, and we'll also get you signed up with a greater giving account. A week prior, we're going to open up our world-famous, often-imitated dessert auction, which you can pick on up to. We got to shout out all the restaurants and all the dessert makers. They were fantastic. We've got over 24 different desserts that you can auction, and then the following morning, Saturday, February 12th, we are going to drive those over to your house as well. We've got the wonderful Pack River store is going to put together a charcuterie boards if anybody wants those, and they'll get those dropped off to their house as well. The event is held February 12th from 6 p.m. till about 7 or 7:30. depending on, we're really hoping to eclipse 200 people online.
See, I'll be awake for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's an easy one. And then the wonderful thing too, and especially we got to thank the downtown shopping district and all the retailers and restaurants down. For those that stay on the full time, the hour to hour and a half on the 12th, after our presentation, we are going to raffle a raffle basket that's got roughly $2,000 to $3,000 worth of gift certificates and clothing and goods. There is no entry fee for that raffle. All you have to do is RSVP and stay on for our program and presentation, and your name and number will be entered to win that raffle basket.
God, it all sounds like a lot of fun and a great cause. If someone is hearing this today and is interested in helping out with the event or just joining the foundation or finding out more about it, Aaron, what should they do? What's the protocol?
Please send an email to foundation@bonnergeneral.org and let us know what you're interested in getting involved with. We'd be happy to meet with you and talk with you and discuss next steps.
And Justin, we got a few more minutes. Was there anything else we haven't covered yet today?
No, I think we touched on most of it. Our big thing is just getting the community involved in being a part of the hospital's life and how we operate. And I think we have a fantastic board. There's many different avenues of volunteering besides the foundation. I would say the hospital has one of the strongest volunteer groups in the community right now. There's always something to be doing over there. And it's made a world of difference in my life personally. Like I said, this is never a labor of love. This is never a stress thing. I could put 40 hours a week in this thing and just, I love every minute of it. It was great to go down to the retailers yesterday and pick up. I just can't tell you the support that we've received over the course of the last 2 years has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the new residents in town, as we tell every new resident, take a year, figure out Sandpoint, learn how to use your snowblower and drive in the type of
they have to
weather
learn
that
this
we've got,
year.
Right? Yeah, it's a great winter to challenge some of our newcomers. But with that said, once you get settled in, Sandpoint offers an amazing opportunity to get involved in your community. You don't have to be this anonymous person that wears a name tag and you go in with 1,000 different volunteers and you're picking up the phone and cold calling or sending emails. Like, you can walk into a place with 10 different people and make serious impact in a very short amount of time in our community.
Absolutely. And there's so many things to do. But like you said, I think that's great advice, is live here for a year and figure it out rather than, you know, start jumping to conclusions about certain things. And
absolutely,
it might be the Panada, it might be the festival, it might be Kinderhaven, or there's so many nonprofits, 148, I believe, active nonprofits.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the big things that we've really tried to instill with our board, we want to be as supportive of every other nonprofit in this community. The more that we can work together, the more we can get things done, the more we can find the Better Animal Alliance for Better Animal Alliance for Education. Now I'm like getting them all screwed up. The Better Animal Alliance, though, it just shared with us some grant information as well too that would be right up our alley, and we want to be able to offer the same thing as well too. And where we might see some holes that we can't fill, be able to turn that information over to some of these other agencies and these other nonprofits, and have them pick up the ball and start rolling with it.
Very good. Aaron, do you need any help with the heart ball this year, or you guys got it pretty
much? I think we're good at this point. All I want to say is it is a pleasure to serve this community and provide really good quality health care. And I can speak on behalf of my team. Back, we have 450 people dedicated to provide the absolute best care in every facet.
450 people?
We do. We
I didn't
employ
realize
a lot of
that.
People. And it's just really our pleasure. And we thank each and every one of you for your contributions and just support.
Very good. Aaron Bunnell, it's always a pleasure having you here. Justin Dick, it's great to have you on the air again. And we'll do this again in a couple of weeks. In fact, we'll dedicate the whole show to this great event.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Bob. We appreciate it.
No
Thanks
problem.
Thanks so much, Bob.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, switch gears a little bit. We'll be talking about Sandpoint Lacrosse. Nancy Dooley will be joining us in just a couple minutes, so stick around.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments. From snow blowers to snow blades, Jordan Sales has the right TYM tractor set up waiting for you. Take a look at their TYM inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way. And get one before you're snowed in. You can always check them out on Facebook too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
A job at Northern Quest is way more than just a paycheck. Sure, the wages are seriously competitive, but that's not all. We also offer a sweet hiring bonus, a 401k plan, health insurance, paid leave, and lots of opportunity for advancement. You even get a free meal on every shift. Because we believe in working hard for everyone who works for us. So if you're looking for a job, visit northernquest.com/jobs and apply today. At Northern Quest, the game's not over when the clock runs out. You can play longer than anywhere else in town with the most slot titles and more payouts. Not to mention the lowest bets, the highest limits, and the most live table games around. Plus, with our all-new Turf Club Sportsbook, you can do way more than just watch your favorite teams. So come on out and make every day game day, only at Northern Quest.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right. We are back here on North Idaho's radio. In fact, I'm just supposed to remind you, you can tune in anytime from anywhere at northidahoradio.com. Like, say you want to hear Justin Dick's segment again. Well, you know, tonight you can go to northidahoradio.com and listen to it. It's a miracle. It's good stuff. Anyway, also good stuff is Sandpoint Lacrosse. And joining us here is our old friend Nancy Dooley. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Kind of a messy, mushy day out there, but we're getting through it.
Good day to stay home and listen to the radio.
Yeah, perfect for that. You are representing the Sandpoint Lacrosse. You're the girls' coach this right now?
Right. I'm the girls' high school coach, and our organization and company is a part of youth all the way through high school. So we start with grade 3, 4, we have a 5, 6 team, 7th, 8th, and then on to high school for both boys and girls lacrosse.
That's great. And so the high school team isn't like a high school sanctioned sport in Idaho, is it?
No, it's not. So far, Idaho hasn't gone that way. We're working towards that, which would be great. But right now, it's just a club sport.
You know, and it wasn't too many decades ago that soccer wasn't, and then swimming wasn't. And
swimming, so, yeah. It took swimming about 25 years.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't take lacrosse quite as long.
It is America's oldest sport. For anybody who doesn't know, what's the basis of lacrosse? What's the game all about?
Well, it started as a Native American sport that they would play with no boundaries, and they would actually have their sticks and balls and pass it back and forth and go for miles as
wow.
They played the sport. Yep. Now, of course, we play on a somewhat of a soccer field, maybe a little narrower, as long as a football field. And boys is a full contact sport. Girls is not. So they're two pretty different games.
Mm.
But they're very fast action. It's kind of a cross between hockey and basketball,
because
you'll move the ball quickly down the court or down the field to the around the goal area, then you set up plays to try to get the ball into the net, and then you know move it back the other way.
And maybe
so
one
it's
of
really
the,
really exciting.
Yeah, and maybe one of the best ways to learn it, if you have no clue, is it's on TV fairly often as during the college season, and just you know watch it for an hour or two, and you'll kind of get the gist of it, of what the sport's all about, and it really is exciting. You mentioned the field's slightly different than soccer, so can you play at Memorial Field with the new artificial turf? Is it marked up for that?
Yep, and I was just going to say, well, you can watch on TV, or better yet, come out this spring and support your local teams who will be playing either at Memorial Field for as many of our home games as we can, and then we also have fields at Traverse Park at the northern part.
So my next question was, when is your season? And you mentioned it is it in the spring and limited to the spring, or do you go through other times of the year as well?
Are both of the girls and boys high school leagues start in end of February. First games are in March, and then go through to the end of May. And youth games start at the end of April. I think the first tournament we go to is in Kalispell, and then we'll have home games after that. And so, yes, it's just a spring sport, but we try to get together in the summer and fall for pickup games and some fall ball, we call it. Yep.
So it starts with second graders. Is that basically just the instructional year for them to just learn the rules and the ins and outs?
Right. Well, we have competitive teams starting in grade three. We have a 3-4 combo that we play. We've introduced and had second graders join with those third graders if they were, you know, the parents were comfortable with that. We've also had an instructional clinics for the younger kids. So we're going to see what happens this year if we're able to bring on the younger kids, the second graders. But we definitely are looking for registration for all ages right now, starting in third grade on up. And the registration is open at Standpoint Lacrosse. Our website
yes,
right now.
Yes, I'm looking at your website, sandpointlacrosse.org,
sandpointlacrosse.org,
and it's a very well-done website, too, very informative and professional-looking.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to use.
Yeah.
And when you sign up to become a member of the team, you also join U.S. Lacrosse, which gives you a really cool magazine, I think about once a month, and keeps you in tabs of what's going on across the country. You know, it's the fastest-growing sport in America right now, and more people are joining. It's been huge on the East Coast for years and on the West Coast, but it's really been gaining ground in the West now, in the Midwest.
Yeah, that is absolutely true, because, you know, growing up here in the West, in the Northwest, I've always been into sports and never really thought of much about lacrosse until maybe 20-something years ago. It's all of a sudden, well, that game that they've been playing back there since the beginning of America or before is now getting across the country. And I want to say that if you want to learn more or have questions about it, there is a contact tab on the sandpointlacrosse.org website where you just put your name and email and optional phone number, and you could add a message. So if you just want to find out more or talk to somebody like Nancy or any of the people there on the board. Speaking of the board, how do you guys support yourselves? Are there registration fees? Do you do fundraisers or what?
Yep, good thing you asked, because I want to promote our fundraiser that we're having next week on the 18th. But yes, it's an all volunteer group, all of the coaches, all of the board members, all of everyone who puts this together, and it takes a lot of work. A lot of people are all volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rely on the registration fees, but we try to keep them low. We also offer scholarships for anyone who wants to play, and the fees would be a hardship for them.
Oh,
they just
good.
Have a real simple one-page application they fill out, and we've never ever turned away anyone. So
that's great.
We really want to make sure it's clear that the game is for everyone. We really want to have everyone getting a stick in their hand and coming out to play. And then we have several sponsorship opportunities, either for our tournament or just for the whole season, which we're still taking sponsorships for businesses and individuals who want to support the team. And then we also have fundraisers, and our first fundraiser is coming up on Tuesday, January 18th at Powder Hound Pizza.
Yeah.
They opened the new place downtown.
Yeah, pizza for players. And
Pizza for players.
Everybody knows Powder Hound Pizza burned down several years ago. I wonder, it was around this time of year, February maybe. But it has come back, and that first building past the first gas station as you're coming up on the highway heading north. And, you know, there's, I think it's a Verizon store, and right next to it at one time was a bank, and a long time ago, but now it is Powder Hound Pizza. They did a great job of remodeling that space. And
yeah, it's really slick in there. It's great.
It is cool. So this Tuesday, Pizza for Players fundraiser, it's January the 18th. And tell us about it. What can people expect at this family-friendly event?
Well, it's not just pizza. Yeah, it's not just pizza. It is a whole bunch of really awesome silent auction items. So you come out, order pizza, have some beers.
Keyword there, beers. There's beer.
There are beers sold there, too, for sure. I think there's wine, too. You know, really great pizza. And then you can bid on any of one of the silent auction items that include one of those snow ghost chairs from Schweitzer Mountain. You know, they rid of chair six, and so they're auctioning one of those off. We'll also have different stays at the Ponderay Shores Resort. There's golf package stuff going on. All sorts of auction items from around the community for dinners and massages, that kind of stuff. Sandpoint Furniture has some donations there that will be all auctioning off. And then there also will be raffle items. So a lot of people are going to be able to come home with something cool just for coming in and buying some raffle tickets or bidding on some of these items. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the guest.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah, these kind of fundraisers are what help make sure that we are able to buy gear for the teams and also provide all those scholarships.
Yeah, and the scholarships are really key. And are you finding a lot of athletes back to the game itself that play something else? Maybe they play soccer or volleyball in the fall, and then they play lacrosse in the spring?
Yes, for sure. I think most of our athletes probably are multi-sport athletes, which, you know, we really support because it's great to be able to play different things in different seasons. So lacrosse, if you play other sports, is a great one for the spring.
Good. It's good for any athlete at any sport to cross train and to do other things. And I know that colleges are always looking for an athlete, no matter what their main sport is, that have played multiple sports. So if you don't have one, then for the springtime, lacrosse would be a great alternative to stay in shape and have a lot of fun. Nancy Dooley, thanks for joining us today. I know that you're in the middle of a meeting and you got to get back, but I really appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, thanks for having me, and I hope to see everybody on the 18th at Powder Hound.
Yep, we'll be there. Thank you. That's Pizza for Players to support Sandpoint Lacrosse Club, and that is this next Tuesday, the 18th, at Powder Hound Pizza on 1st Avenue or Highway. It's where Highway 95 becomes 1st Avenue. How's that? And it's happening that evening, and you can go out, and as she said, you can bid on stuff, just eat pizza, drink beer, have a great time, and find out more about, at 4 to 7:30, that's when it's happening at Powder Hound on Tuesday. What's happening here is we are going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears once again and start talking about ski-joring. If you don't know what ski-joring is, but you're into horses and skiing and racing and wintertime outdoor sports, you'll want to stick around.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise survival and emergency foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
I don't know if your family is like ours, but you never know when a minor emergency or illness is going to happen. And when it does, you want the expert care you need when you need it. That's why we go to Northwest Urgent Care. Their state-of-the-art facility is efficient and streamlined, ready for just about anything. So for all your family's breaks and bruises, rashes and scratches, brawls and falls, fevers and flus, poisons and pains, or even sprains and strains, go see the caring providers and staff at Northwest Urgent Care. They work hard to get you in and out quickly, cost less than an ER visit, and are accepted by almost all insurance plans. Oh no, here we go again.
Northwest Urgent Care, physician-owned and operated, with two convenient locations, on the corner of Mullen and Syringa in Post Falls, next to Northwest Specialty Hospital, and on the corner of Highway 95 and Dalton in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Northwest Urgent Care is open 7 days a week. No appointment necessary.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
A job at Northern Quest is way more than just a paycheck. Sure, the wages are seriously competitive, but that's not all. We also offer a sweet hiring bonus, a 401k plan, health insurance, paid leave, and lots of opportunity for advancement. You even get a free meal on every shift. Because we believe in working hard for everyone who works for us. So if you're looking for a job, visit northernquest.com/jobs and apply today. Northern Quest, the game's not over when the clock runs out. You can play longer than anywhere else in town with the most slot titles and more payouts. Not to mention the lowest bets, the highest limits, and the most live table games around. Plus, with our all-new Turf Club Sportsbook, you can do way more than just watch your favorite teams. So come on out and make every day game day, only at Northern Quest.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
I don't know if your family is like ours, but you never know when a minor emergency or illness is going to happen. And when it does, you want the expert care you need when you need it. That's why we go to Northwest Urgent Care. Their state-of-the-art facility is efficient and streamlined, ready for just about anything. So for all your family's breaks and bruises, rashes and scratches, brawls and falls, fevers and flus, poisons and pains, or even sprains and strains, go see the caring providers and staff at Northwest Urgent Care. They work hard to get you in and out quickly, cost less than an ER visit, and are accepted by almost all insurance plans. Oh no, here we go again.
Northwest Urgent Care, physician-owned and operated, with two convenient locations, on the corner of Mullen and Syringa in Post Falls, next to Northwest Specialty Hospital, and on the corner of Highway 95 and Dalton in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Northwest Urgent Care is open 7 days a week. No appointment necessary.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Last couple of minutes of today's program. I'm your host, Bob Witte. I want to thank Aaron Bunnell and Justin Dick for joining us here today. Also, Nancy Dooley from Sandpoint Lacrosse. Again, their fundraiser is this Tuesday. Wes Chapman was to be our guest right now from Chapman Springs Ranch out in Clark Fork. They have ski joring coming up at the end of this month. And if you don't know much about Chapman Springs Ranch, it is, like I said, it's in Clark Fork. It's got a great website, chapmansprings.com. There's also chapmanskijoring.com, where you can learn all about what the sport's all about and what their event is all about. It is coming up here. I got some info here somewhere on this thing. This is all about, well, I know that it's sponsored by the Wild Gear Realm Partners, Elk Creek Contracting, Pierce Auto Center, Alpine Shop, and Hickman Saddlery. And Chapman Springs Ski Joring, their goal is to create a world-class event with athletes from all walks of life. Wes says he loves horseback riding and skiing. He's been doing both for well over 30 years. Being able to combine the two is amazing. It says in the press release, Chapman Springs Ski Joring event will take place from January 28th and 29th. The location is in Clark Fork. I believe it's at a 110-year-old active functioning ranch. And you head out 200, of course. I believe it's, that I can't remember the name of the street, but it's right past a Hayes Chevron, and you turn left, go up a couple of miles, and you can't miss it. The competition, the ski joring competition, which, by the way, if you don't know what ski joring is, it involves a horse and a person and skis, and there's different levels, different tracks, depending on whether you're a beginner or if you're, amateurish, a competitor, but there's also professionals, and there's big money to be made in this. You could win a horse and saddles and all kinds of great prizes. The competition will feature prizes for first, second, and third place participants in each of the three levels. There's, like I said, pro, sport, and novice. And the prizes include an AKHA pampered yearling horse, a horse. Yeah, I don't know where I'd put a horse. Would figure it out. You could also win, of course. What horse event wouldn't be happening without belt buckles? You could win a custom built Wade saddle from Hickman Saddlery, custom made cowboy hat from Burns Hats. There's spurs, and there's pretty much big time cash. So to learn more about the ranch and more specifically the event, we'll be talking about more about it on the air here. But you can go to Chapman Springs. .com and then learn more about the ranch and things like that. They have lodging. Wes, come on in, have a seat.
Hey, how are you?
We have a minute. you don't need the headphones. Okay, cool. So I was just talking to people about the ski joring. Let's just give it a plug real quick.
Yeah.
And I just explained what the sport was all about and how do people sign up.
So the easiest way to do it is just go over to chapmanskijoring.com. So chapmanskijoring.com has all the information, the rates, the days, all that fun jazz. Easiest way.
And I was just explaining how there's a pro division and, I guess, an amateur division and a beginner.
Yep.
And how would a beginner learn what it's all about?
How to do it. So if you're a horse rider, literally pull anything. Like if you've never pulled anything with your horse, tie something to like a log, a sled, whatever, to a rope, dally it to your horn, and see what your horse does. If you're a skier and you don't have a horse, get pulled behind something, four-wheeler, anything. Just be creative. It's not too hard to figure out. So as long as you can stand up on skis and as long as your horse doesn't fall, you'll be fine.
That'll be great. How do you get to the Chapman Springs Ranch?
So we're in Clark Fork, just off River Road. So pretty simple. Road. Just head down Highway
200
and turn at the Cinex on River Road and head there. You won't miss it. Big, huge gates say Chapman Springs Ranch.
Yeah, so you can go to ChapmanSpringsRanch.com, learn about your lodging and everything the ranch has to offer, or even ChapmanSkijoring.com, learn more about the sport, Not only looking for participants, but we're going to switch our advertising on all of our stations here this weekend to for participants that come out, or I mean not participants, but fans to come out and watch.
Exactly. No, it's an incredible thing to watch, to see what happens. The horses will be going anywhere from 35 to 45 miles an hour, which means the skiers will be going from, you know, 40 to 60 miles an hour. So just imagine the chaos you'll see when you throw in some obstacles and jumps, and it gets a little wild.
And of course, they were ski joring for a few years out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, but you guys have picked up the reins, so to speak.
Yeah, we did, and it's we have a lot of advantages that they just didn't have at that time, as far as, you know, it's our own property. So we actually built all the jumps out of dirt this fall. So obviously this year we don't have to worry about snow, but it's just something that there was obstacles in the way before, and we tried to eliminate some of those. So it's going to be a fun time.
Wes Chapman, thanks for joining us. Sorry about the weather and hard to get to town today.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll do it again sometime, but great to have you on the show and nice to meet you. That's it for me for this week. I want to thank my good buddy Derek, engineering his final show for us here at KSPT KBFI. Been great working with you the last couple of years, and on K102 for many, many years. And that's it for me. I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.
Really, all the focus right now are on the NASDAQ indices, the composite and the NASDAQ 100, each down about 2.5% right now. We should point out, too, Carol, when you go back to last Friday, we were talking about this drawdown that we saw on the NASDAQ, basically about 7% from that all-time high. We clawed back some of those losses, but as of today, we're now down about 8% from those.